This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.
What's up, Hot Breathiverse? Yes, we are back. It is your boy, Joel Byers. We have a special new show we're adding to the network today. I've been getting a lot of great feedback about the old Type 5 podcasts and all the extra content we're pouring out here. And it reminded me, on Facebook, I used to do this thing called the Right 10 Club, where I'd get on Facebook pretty much every morning, talk about writing a little bit, and then write for 10 minutes. So I've been seeing those on Facebook. You know how they'll give you the update, like a year ago today you posted this. So I thought we should bring that back in podcast form, because I got to be honest with you, Hot Breathiverse. I was actually just last night talking to one of our loyal Hot Brethren, Frank, here in ATL, and he was talking about how he's just now starting to write every day, and he's like, I know people like you are already doing that, and I was like, actually, I am completely out of rhythm right now. Like, legitimately, I have not been writing consistently lately. So what my goal is with this, and we're going to call this the Write 10 podcast. What, Joel? There's a Type 5 podcast and now a Write 10 podcast? Yes, exactly. And I called it the Write 10 podcast because I think, I believe, and I know that, sure, we all want to romanticize about writing for an hour a day and really committing to the craft. But realistically, you know, 10 minutes is a way more sustainable goal to have. So it's easy to get in your own head and create the inner critic and be like, oh, you haven't written, you're not a real comedian or whatever. So I want to challenge you for the next week to just write for 10 minutes every single day. Now, this is going to be the beginning of the Write 10 podcast, okay? I do want to do these weekly and start to reveal some writing techniques and even maybe go over some of your writing that you've been doing, or some of the writing I've been doing, and make this a very interactive platform for us to really connect. So, as a lot of you may be like, well, I already write for 10 minutes a day. Oh, man, that's awesome. I would love to know how you're doing this, how you're budgeting it into your days, what you're writing in those 10 minutes, perhaps, the time of day you're writing. Because what I've had to realize, just to use example of Frank, he told me that he writes at night after the shows. So, you know, and I forgot to ask him how long he's been writing, but legitimately, if you can commit to 10 minutes for the next 7 days, I think you'll be amazed at the impact it has on your overall, not only creativity, but also your overall productivity. You gain a new self-confidence when you're like, hey, I actually committed to that. Oh, that's great. So really, Hot Breathiverse, for the next 7 days, the next week, let's really challenge each other. Let's hold each other accountable. Reach out to Frank Wynn on Facebook, connect with him. But what I have found is that when I'm not writing, my onstage, not only my onstage performance suffers, but also my overall motivation to perform suffers. Last night, I went out and did a couple open mics, and I ran into Hot Brethren Coy Sutley, and he told me like how awesome last week's Type 5 was about how to perform even when you don't feel like it, or why you should perform even when you don't feel like it. You know, and I just did a nice little talk about that that you guys can see in the feed. And in all reality, it's last night, I didn't feel like going out and performing, But I did anyway. And Coy said the same thing. He didn't feel like going out and performing, but he did anyway because of that Type 5 podcast. So really, that can be a good one. You can bookmark and just use as motivation anytime you don't feel like performing, because nobody's immune, okay? Nobody's immune to having to overcome not wanting to do what you should do. It may not be what you, quote, want to do, but most likely it is what you should do. So I hadn't been writing. So my set last night at the first open mic, it ended up being more of a little bit of a rant, a little bit of a slight meltdown, talking about where I'm at in my comedy career and how I would like to be further in all this, which was so great that Coy had messaged me afterwards just to reassure that, you know, Hot Breath is helping and it helped him to go out last night, and that I, you know, just keep being consistent, you know, which I'm happy to know he's newer to comedy, and it's cool, I guess, for people just to see even people that have been doing as long as me, which is almost 9 years. I still struggle with that. And I've interviewed people who've been doing this twice as long as me who still struggle with that or can relate to that mindset that just took them years and years and years to overcome or at least harness. So for the next 7 days, commit to 10 minutes. Whatever it is, I got to be honest, I'm not telling you what to write. You don't even have to write jokes. Literally, you could just journal. But be honest with yourself. Be honest with, you know, big part of comedy is self-awareness. So the more you can become self-aware about who you are, what actually works for you, what actually doesn't work for you, that's going to help you to create that habit. I know for me personally, to use me as an example, if I don't write in the morning, I'm not doing it. Period, point blank, straight up, shouty, ATL. That last part had nothing to do with writing. But I will say never. I will say 99% of the time, if I don't write in the morning, I'm not going to write. I can tell myself, oh man, at lunch, I'm going to do this. I'm going to write for 30 minutes. It's going to be great. Or before my shows tonight, I'm going to go early and write or whatever. I can lie to myself all day to prevent me from doing what I should do in the morning. But I know for me personally, if I don't write in the morning, I'm not going to do it. So if you're that person, for the next 7 days, commit to 10 minutes. 10 minutes out of 24 hours is extremely, extremely realistic. And that's why I start with 10 minutes. It's a low entry point, low barrier in terms of, oh, how am I going to find 10 minutes? You have 24 hours in a day. At least commit 10 minutes to yourself. You can commit 40 hours a week to a job, to a boss that you may not like. Commit 10 minutes a day to someone you do like, which is you and your comedy and your own personal journey. So if you are like Frank and you're like, all right, I like to write after I perform at night. When I did have a 9-to-5 before I was doing comedy full time, I would write at lunch. So I would get an hour break every day, and I committed to writing for at least 10 minutes every lunch break. So if that is you who get an hour lunch break every day, just for the next 7 days, I'm not telling you to do this forever. Just try it out. See what impact it can have on not only just your overall mindset and your overall awareness and finding new material, but how does it help you on stage? Are you finding new ideas? Is it just helping you just to create that discipline in your life? A lot of people think discipline constricts you, but it actually frees you up. So really, 10 minutes, peeps, okay? That's all we're saying for this right 10. This could be just you journaling. It could be even, you know what writing is also? I consider writing listening back to my set and taking notes on it. I consider listening back on my sets writing. I consider editing my sets writing. So even if you're not writing something new, maybe you're editing an old joke. I consider that writing. Journaling is writing, even with nothing in mind from a, quote, comedy material standpoint. Just the fact you did pen to paper or you typed, whatever works for you, for 10 minutes, do that, and let's do this together, okay? And I got to be honest with you, I haven't done my 10 minutes today, but even just recording this has reminded me to do that. So hold yourselves accountable out there. Connect with each other. Facebook, hit up Franck Gwynn, hit up Coy Sutley, the two hot brethren I mentioned today. Really create a network out there, all right? Hold each other accountable. And I hope you found this very helpful. Right 10 means that these podcasts are around 10 minutes, just like the Type 5. I like for them to be around 5 minutes. So I'd like to start doing these weekly and start talking about writing techniques and maybe analyze some of your material or whatnot. So you can always email me, hotbreathpod@gmail.com. I will say thank you for your support. You listening to these podcasts, you know, this is the nitty-gritty of Hot Breath right here. This is where we're getting into the real, true, supported, committed Hot Brethren and Sistren who are really in the grind, in the trenches out there trying to learn as much as possible. So I really do believe writing for 10 minutes each day over the next 7 days, it's very small and sustainable. And you know what? Don't judge free, okay? Whatever comes out of it, the success isn't in finding a new joke. The success is in completing the task of writing for 10 minutes, okay? So just check the box. Set a timer for 10 minutes. Don't look at it and write. Timer goes off. Boom. I'm done. You feel better. You feel accomplished. Let me know how you feel. Let me know how you were able to do this. Or let me know the struggles that are preventing you from doing this. Or let me know if you make it 3 days and that fourth day you stumble and you don't squeeze in that 10 minutes. Let's do this together, all right? And I'll keep all of you updated as well. So those of you looking to get a little Hot Breath swag, you know, I feel good. I just got my Hot Breath hoodie last night I was wearing out at the shows. I posted online if you want to see it. But it makes me feel like ready to perform and ready to write and create when I wear my Hot Breath gear. So if you want to get some Hot Breath swag yourself, I'll link the store in the show notes. And thanks, Hot Brethren and Sistren. So, yeah, that's it for the Ride 10 podcast. But get out there, 10 minutes. It's all you got to do. You know what to do. This is Joel Byers out here on the Hot Breath Comedy Network, and I appreciate you listening. Get out there. Keep grinding, Hot Breathiverse. We'll see you on the other side. Oh, and if you're listening the day of the release, Thierry Burrell, the health expert, has been our guest. I'm doing an Instagram Live interview with her tomorrow, Thursday, December 13th at noon. So if you have any health questions for her as a comedian on the road or whatnot, tune in then. If this is after that date, you have 10 minutes to write. Get to it.
This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.